This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Federal Communications Commission voted today to consider an end to its ban on the use of cell phones during airplane flights. But don't start yakking just yet. The Federal Aviation Administration still has to decide whether the idea is safe. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Current in-flight service, available from one supplier for $4 a minute through seatback phones, has been a failure. But Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein says travelers now expect to communicate no matter where they are.
I think that the prospect of getting broadband in the air, high-speed internet service, is one that should be met with great support by everybody. As people jet off to their next destination, everybody has an interest in getting access to broadband services in the airplane comparable to what we have on the ground.
The FCC ban was meant to prevent cell phones in the air from creating interference for systems on the ground. The commission is hoping there are technical solutions that can limit interference, probably by limiting the power levels of cell phones. The commission also decided to hold a complicated auction to ensure that consumers have some choice of providers of internet and cell service in the air. But the debate over how to phase out anti-cell phone regulations may be small potatoes compared to the inevitable battle between talkers and nappers on future flights. Even Commissioner Kathleen Abernathy, who's eager to lift the ban, wondered how that would play out.
I'm not real thrilled about listening to someone's phone conversation next to me, but I also have faith, I hope, that the market will kind of work out just how many people can be yelling on the phone at one time in a small aircraft.
The FCC's mandate is to make communications widely available, so commissioners clearly want to end the ban at some point. But the Federal Aviation Administration appears to be in no big hurry to end its own separate prohibition on in-flight communications. That's why it will likely be another couple of years before airlines have to offer seating in the quiet section of the plane. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.